You ready to go back to school?
Let's do it.
All righty. Well, we are in luck because Jack Dorocki is here from Winthrop University to talk about adult programs being offered at Winthrop. And, of course, Lucas and I are having a good time figuring out what this is all about. There's a difference between an adult program you're offering and simply deciding to go back to school and finish your degree.
That's right, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what we're here to talk about today.
Sure. Yeah, well, Winthrop, we're very excited to be launching Winthrop's first adult degree completion program. And what that means is it's a program specifically designed for working professionals who have some college education but never finished. Family, job, other responsibilities got in the way. And this is a way for them to not only finish that degree, it's much more than just finish the degree, but really to develop skills and competencies that will help in their professions and help them take those next steps in their careers. It's called the Bachelor of Professional Studies, and it's starting in January. And it specifically targets all the folks. According to the last census, right, there's over 90,000 folks in the surrounding counties that have some college but never finished. Now, many don't need to, and that's fine. But there are many, though, that want to finish and want to get that those competencies, those skills that come from completing a bachelor's degree or their undergraduate program study.
And yet sometimes if you're already in a career field,
right,
and you go back to school, you feel like you're repeating some of the things you've been doing for X number of years.
Right. And it's really important that we worked with our business partners, community partners, finding out what do folks need. And many times they don't need the standard undergraduate degree that an 18-year-old does seek and a 19-year-old does seek. Rather, they kind of want a breadth of skill development. I need some organizational management training. I need some leadership training. I need better communication skills. Mm. So the professional studies brings together a lot of different student learning outcomes within that program to serve the professionals where they are. In addition, this is not a 4-year program. This is built upon what folks have already done. It's really only designed to be a 2-year program. And in addition to that, it could be much shorter because we're offering a prior learning assessment, which what that means is that's a fancy academic phrase. And that just means that Winthrop will award up to 15 hours of credit for learning that the adult accomplished in the workplace. So it's pretty exciting. So, for example, as we were chatting about, if you've already been a manager, right, or if you've already been a bookkeeper, you've already done a lot of the work that an Accounting 101 would ask you to do. So there's a process where you can kind of demonstrate that learning and get credit for that prior learning experience.
And you do not you do not need to have to attend Winthrop University to take advantage of this program.
No, that's
correct?
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, it could be from anywhere. Obviously, this our area is growing tremendously, and it's not just from folks that went to Winthrop, right? It's from all over the country, people moving in, and we look forward to serving all of them.
About how many credit hours or units are you looking for people to have? You know, this is a continuation, so is
That's
there a
right.
number?
Well, an associate of arts degree, associate of science degree, anything. Some friends that we know from our partnership with York Tech would be great.
So coming in with like a 2-year degree, this finishes that
4-year
degree.
That would be great. That would be great. But it's not. You don't have to have that. You could have had up to 60 hours of college credit in a variety of different ways, but never finished a credential, and you could still transition right into the program. What we've tried to build is a very personalized program where you can work with Allison Brinkley in our office and meet with her, and she'll look at transcripts, get you connected with faculty, think about the best way to approach it. Maybe there's a couple holes to knock out. Maybe we could knock it out at York Tech, maybe at Winthrop, and then transition right into the major itself. So it's really designed to serve those adult working professionals.
We're speaking with Jack Dorocki about a new program designed to help adult students at Winthrop University. This program starts in January.
January,
So, Jack, what happens, like, I already have my bachelor's, okay, a bachelor's college degree, but let's say I'm working in industry where I do want to get another degree. Would I be able to take part in this program, or how would I be able to benefit from this?
Well, Winthrop's continually looking at different types of credentials that folks need, either within their bachelor's degree, but also after their bachelor's degree. So we have a lot of graduate programs, certificate programs, and we're going to be building a lot more that's really seeking to serve those adult students, those working professionals. And I think it's really important that we do so. Winthrop is the public university in this area. We're very proud of that. So it's important for us to continue to maintain communication channels, hearing what our neighbors, that's the thing, our neighbors need, right? This is where we live. This is who we want to serve.
So. Well, to your point, you're really looking at a group who, for whatever reasons, could not continue their education and always wanted to. I mean, whether it's the military.
Right.
Maybe financial reasons at that point. Now they're more financially stable.
And then you've got to justify it, because if you know you're going to have a four-year degree that's going to enhance your earning potential.
Correct.
And yet you don't, time is a commodity, a precious commodity as well. So this is very encouraging to know that you are working one-on-one to build this core curriculum that will benefit them in the workplace. And also maybe some of that work experience will add to helping them offset having to redo or repeat a class that they've been doing for years.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is to make sure that the class offerings are at flexible times for adult students. So the curriculum is built in the evenings and some online courses, hybrid courses, whatever can help the student finish in the most expeditious manner possible.
I think it's awesome that's almost tailored to you, because when you're in school, you're kind of lumped in to a certain study, and then that's it. But this is very, like you said, tailored. So if you've got questions, the best thing to do is just to reach out to your office.
I would go to winthrop.edu/BPS, the acronym for Bachelor Professional Studies, and you can see a lot of the information there. You'll have Allison's contact information, and that's exactly how you do it. You can get more information that way.
Perfect. Jack Durocki again with Winthrop University. Thank you so much, and thanks again for Winthrop for seeing more opportunities for us to exercise our brain.